And Bob, you brought Brian Way and Kendrick Payton. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
And Brian, you were up in Yakutat. Was it this last weekend?
Yeah, it was just last weekend.
Okay, and how did you guys do up there?
We went 2-1, beat Craig the first night, and then beat Point Hope on Friday night, and then lost to Craig in the championship.
Yeah, so Kendrick, you beat Craig, and then they turned around and beat you. Do you know, or did your coach explain to you what happened? I mean, was it?
I think they just came out and played a little harder than us and wanted a little more.
Okay. All right. Well, did you guys have any championship game jitters? I mean,
yes.
you two and Ryan Samuelson were described in the newspaper as kind of dominating the tournament. Is are we talking offensively, defensively, or what?
Probably mostly offensively. We're not the fastest guys in the world.
Brian, just how tall are you?
6'5". 6'5",
and Kendrick?
6'4".
6'4", and combined, you guys must be pushing 500 pounds total.
Well, yeah, they're slimming down a little bit.
So it must be the kind of game that is developing at Sitka High is probably not going to be a speed game for the next few years. Or Bob, how are you setting up? I mean, with this kind of formula, what are you looking at?
Well, you'd be kind of surprised. These guys are big, but they're both really athletic. And mm-hmm. you know, if you go back just a couple of years and look at them when they were in the eighth grade compared to now, you know, their speed's increasing dramatically, and they're actually allowing us to play pretty fast because they get up and down the floor really well for guys their size, and then when they arrive, they make quite an impact. And something that Brian and Kendrick they didn't mention is that we played the Craig varsity and the Point Hope varsity, and so we were playing against varsity teams and winning, which was impressive.
Yeah, were you prepared to take on older players? I mean, you must scrimmage with the varsity at Sitka High. I mean, how was it to actually take them on in a game?
Felt different, but it was a great experience.
Okay, you agree with that, Brian?
Yeah, we play our older guys in open gym, so it's like it's not that big of a jump.
And Point Hope is the defending 2A champions. I mean, they must have a few tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah, they had a few guys, two guys that were pretty fast and athletic that pretty much scored all their points.
Okay. Are you guys expecting to see any court time during the varsity season this year at Sitka High?
Yeah, I think so.
They've already seen quite a bit in the first few games of the season, so they're going to be a key role of what the varsity team is doing this year.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in and talking about this tournament.
Thank you.
That's Brian Way and Kendrick Payton, a couple of sophomores who did pretty well at the Yakutat tournament. And Bob, I guess the Yakutat tournament is quite the undertaking. It's the Mount St. Elias Classic.
Yeah, and boy, Rob, the folks in Yakutat are tremendous. We were treated extraordinarily well. You know, Hasuk and Angie, the head cooks, I mean, they just went out of their way. Rod Shug, the superintendent, was fantastic. Shay, the tournament director, was, I mean, there were just people there all the time taking care of us. It was amazing. And then the fan base, you know, Yakutat seems to do basketball just right. I mean, they are rabid, they're knowledgeable, but really, really respectful to the opposing teams. And they just appreciate good basketball. And it was really, really a great tournament, and we can't thank them enough for their hospitality.
And they have a tradition of winning in 2A, and this must be a good experience for these guys to play veteran 2A
players. Yeah, no question about it. We didn't get to play Yakutat, and that's probably good because they're really fast and get up and down the floor and shoot it, and yeah, they're a real quality squad.
Okay. Before we talk to Archie Young at Mount Edgecombe about the Braves basketball prospects, can you sort of sum up what you saw on the girls' side in the JV for Sitka?
Oh yeah, boy, I've seen the girls play now for a couple of times. We went to Juneau together and then to Yakutat together, and the growth between the first experience and the second experience was great. They played also varsity teams except for Wasilla, and they were able to beat the Nanilchik varsity twice, mm-hmm. which was quite an accomplishment. So yeah, the youngsters on the girls' side are really they're growing up fast.
What about Sydney Riggs and 20 points? When I think of Sitka High girls, the Sitka High Lady Wolves, the last couple years, I think their game has been dominated by their big
right.
players mm-hmm. inside. And Sydney Riggs, I saw her at the airport that same day I saw you in Juneau, and she's not much taller than her suitcase. Hopefully she's not listening, but this kind of performance just seems extraordinary.
Oh, she's amazing. She's fun to watch. She's a great team player, great defender, attacks the basket. She has zero fear whatsoever for a 98-pounder. She's really, really tough.
How does she score so much?
Inside, outside, steals, breakaway layups, every way that you can imagine. Okay. She doesn't dunk. But other than that, she's pretty tough.
Just getting to the basket before the other players.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She gets fouled a lot, and she's really good.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Archie Young for just a moment. We're going to come back, and Mike's
going
to tip us off to some DDF, that a DDF pizza sale that's coming up soon. But Archie Young, you didn't bring any players with you, but you got to put your players through their paces this morning, right?
We had our first real practice this morning with everybody back. I think our last kid showed up last night on the 11 o'clock flight, so we welcomed him back with the 6 a.m. practice. We appreciated that.
Is there always there's always an element of uncertainty at Edgecombe after the holidays about exactly what the makeup of the team is going to be, but it seems like you got what you were expecting?
And more than once, I've gone into Christmas with one team and come back with a little shorthanded. That's happened mm-hmm. more than once, in fact. Right. So yeah, it's always good to see all the faces show up.
All right, and even though this was your first practice, the Braves did play some before Christmas, right?
We went to the Sohi tournament. We've gone up in Soldotna. We've gone there the last 5 years, and kind of like what Coach Petruski was speaking about, how people treat you, they treat you very well up there. Right. It's a nice, evenly matched tournament. We went up there, we won 2 games and lost one, but the big thing, and here kind of stealing from him again, is the growth. You leave better than you started, and that's what you're looking for with these early tournaments. You want to win every game you can, but the biggest thing is just to be better when you leave than when you started.
Yeah, is it possible to even really feel prepared for the early tournaments? I mean, it seems like the real preparation for the season is sort of beginning now.
Well, yeah. In a way, yes. I mean, you do the best you can because you have to play games, so you're trying to get everything in that you want to use right away, you know, for that first tournament. But then for us personally, it really hurts because we haven't practiced for 2.5 weeks now, and we're coming back. We're going to go to Juneau on Thursday and play 3 pretty decent teams.
Okay. How's your team looking this year compared to last?
We've been joking, saying we're not real tall, we're not real fast, we don't shoot real well. It's a joke. No, I like the group that we have. I mean, it's you can't compare it to last year because last year was an exceptionally talented group. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's fair to compare. This group is this team, and I don't think it's fair to compare them to past teams.
Right. Usually, Edgecombe is kind of a team to be reckoned with in 3A. And do you expect to kind of come out of the gate strong, or do you expect the team to develop over the season?
That's a good question. I have the same question for myself. Okay. I mean, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to try to play tough half court defense and get into people and be really aggressive on the defensive end. And we're going to try to find it, you know, and exploit any mismatches we can.
Okay.
I mean, for us, it's just going to be about playing smarter.
Archie, the teams you're playing this weekend, you're going to Thunder Mountain, and who's going to be there?
We'll play Palmer on Thursday, Thunder Mountain on Friday, and West Valley out of Fairbanks on Saturday.
All right, and the Lady Braves are not going.
They're traveling to Petersburg on Friday morning for their second regional series, actually. They went to Craig earlier this year.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to hearing how basketball progresses at Mount Edgecombe.
Thank you.
Archie Young is coach at Mount Edgecombe of the girls' basketball team. Bob Petruski is JV coach. Thanks to you both for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
And Mike Vieira, basketball isn't the only thing happening at Sitka High.
No, we're
in the near future.
We're heading into the meat of the winter season here, and the DDF season is coming to its apex. And the DDF team's headed down to Ketchikan this weekend for their first meet after the break, and so there's 23 kids heading down for that. And then they'll have one more meeting off to state, so they're in their fundraising portion too. And next Friday, the 20th, they're going to hold their annual pizza sale, They'll be making pizzas up at the high school. And so those of you that have ordered, I know your listening audience is a big supporter of the DDF program, so you'll be getting a call probably from the DDF team in the next week or so. And once again, as always, we appreciate all the support you guys give us.
You're right. This is sort of the fundraiser that comes to you.
Yes, yes.
The database has been cultivated over the years, but I guess if there's anybody out there who wants to get in on the sale, they could call Ms. Asks.
Yeah, or, yeah, 966-1911, I believe is her extension, and or you can call me 966-1956 or Randy Huey 966-1920. And the team's pre-making all the dough this year, so we hope to be able to deliver a little bit more timely than in the past years and try and improve what we did last year.
All right, and Mike, before I let you go, I should mention that you have you've crossed the fence, so to speak, and you're now one of the co-hosts of the sports show on Raven Radio.
Yeah, yeah, I'm even more in awe of your ability to control all the buttons across there on that board, because it's gotten me a few times. But yeah, Craig, Giamona, and myself, we're having just a blast on Sunday evenings, getting to just sit around and talk about sports, and you know, it's something I've thought about doing for a while, so we're excited that Raven Radio has given us that opportunity. It's pretty fun.
But it's not just local sports. Isn't it just kind of a ramble on anything you feel like?
Yeah, Craig and I are just big sports fans. I mean, we have been since we can remember. And so, you know, we watch all kinds of sports, and it's just a chance to sit around and talk sports. And, you know, the last couple weeks, the NFL and college football has been the big topic. So
right.
It'll probably be the topic again this weekend with the NFL playoffs going on.
Okay, well, I don't want to go into it here, but I'm going to need some Fiesta Bowl counseling. I'm
right.
Afraid.
Yeah. So. What a game. That poor kicker. Your heart broke for that guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Stanford had a couple of opportunities to win that game, but the field goal kicker, the highly acclaimed freshman field goal kicker, could not.
I sure have had fun watching Stanford, though, over the last few years. They've put on a good show.
All right. And this is the kind of thing that happens at your show, right? It's just kind of an open conversation.
Yeah, it's conversational, kind of opinion-based, just back and forth, a little bit of banter. So.
Okay. And Sunday evenings at what time?
6:30 is when we're on.
With Craig Giamona, yeah. From the sports editor from the Sitka Sentinel.
Yep.
All right. Well, I should tune in more. It'll probably help me on these interviews.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Mike Vieira is activities director at Sitka High School. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka.